asking is what one doctor wants. He argues they are a serious threat to cyclists. Andre Morgan says heavy goods vehicles are involved in 43% of cyclist deaths, and he claims that cyclists are especially at risk when lorries turn left at junctions. Dr. Morgan, who's with me, believes HGVs should leave their goods at distribution centres outside city limits. Smaller vehicles would then transport the cargo to local shops, leaving the streets safer for other road users. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you're a cyclist yourself?
I am indeed.
And the most dangerous manoeuvre, I understand, is going on the left of a truck.
That is the findings of our study. This was actually a finding that was found in a study 15 years ago, almost 20 years ago, in fact, looking at data from 1987 to 1992. And they found approximately half of the injuries or half of the deaths caused by lorries were caused by left-turning lorries. And that is something we have replicated using data from 1992 right through to 2006. Again, as you mentioned, 43% of the deaths in London were from lorries, and of those, over 50% were from left-turning lorries.
Right, now, so the classic is that the lorry is at the lights go amber, the cyclist decides to come down the left of the lorry. As the light goes green, the cyclist and the lorry are moving forwards in parallel. The driver hasn't seen the cyclist and he suddenly goes left. Is that right?
That's one scenario, yes, certainly. Frequently, when I would say the most frequent occasion is when there's a traffic light or there's stationary traffic and the cyclist is coming up the side exactly as you state. The cyclist may also be stopped just in front of the lorry. They may even have got there, you know, a couple of seconds beforehand or something, but the lorry just doesn't realise, the cyclist doesn't move off quick enough, and the lorry catches them as the lorry is starting to turn.
But isn't it a bit dramatic to ban lorries from city centres?
No, I don't think so. I think there are many good reasons for banning lorries from city centres. This is just one reason. Another reason that was postulated a couple of weeks ago by the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, was for environmental reasons. And I know that perhaps banning lorries for saving only 16 deaths or 8 deaths or something like that may not seem may seem out of proportion, rather. But there are many, many good reasons. And this is just really the tip of the iceberg. Our study only looked at deaths of cyclists because that's what the most accurate data is available for, but there are many, many other incidents that happen, and not to mention the pollution that comes from the lorries as well.
You'd have a distribution centre, the truck would arrive somewhere outside a city like Manchester, and then lots of little vans would go off with it, because that seems like an awful lot of driving there.
That would be one scenario. In a city such as London, there are many other alternatives as well. For example, there's the underground rail network.
But we're broadcasting to the whole country here.
I realise that.
If you stop trucks going through Glasgow, who's going to take the stuff in?
I'm giving some examples using London. London has the River Thames. It has a rail network. There's the possibility of using these other modes of transport to bring goods in a much larger scale right into the centre of town, from which the redistribution is actually very small, short distances.
David Barker in Hampstead in London is on the line. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
You've got a different solution here.
Yes, I think we ought to ban the cyclists, and that would remove the death situation straight away. I mean, this is a bit rich. I mean, we've got a group who pay nothing towards the upkeep or maintenance of the roads. They don't, and the cycling standards in London in particular are so poor, they don't believe that the road rules apply to them. They go through red lights, they go through pelican crossings when people are on it. Only last week it happened to me in the Euston Road. And, you know, they're a bunch of individuals who cycled the wrong way up the streets. You know, let's have some evolutional process here. You know, let's wipe out the ones with trucks that, you know, aren't clever enough to realise that when a truck turns left, they're going to get out.
Okay, David. Andre, what about that ban cyclists, not trucks?
I think that's a very interesting point, is one that is frequently raised. The simple response to that is bicycles are not dangerous. Bicycles do not kill people. Lorries do. Cars do. Motorised transport is bad for
their health.
Dangerous
when they're on pavements. A lot of people say they're walking down the pavement.
How many deaths have there been in London in the past 20 years from cyclists?
Well, there's been inconvenience.
there's been inconvenience. There's certainly inconvenience from traffic every single day. I don't think inconvenience is a good argument.
Okay, you can
bicycles are not dangerous.
Walk down my local high street sometime. John in Leicester says, I'm a lorry driver. I do not think cyclists realise that lorries need to take a wide turn to get round a corner. What do they think will happen to them if they sneak up on the inside when that's happening? A lot of people blame the cyclists here. You know, the lorries are a force of nature. You can't miss a lorry. It's right there. So if you're a cyclist, stay clear.
I fully agree with the point that cyclists need some education, some training, and need to be able to recognise that there are lorries and that these are dangerous. This is the sort of measure that has been taken by the government over the past few years. There is bikeability training available for all levels of cyclists, generally free through your local authority. And this is something that's been provided to school children. So, yes, that's certainly something. There are awareness campaigns, but there's only so much you can do. There's, for example, you yourself said that you were using the Boris bikes.
Well, I mentioned
recently.
You during the record. Yes, I've started these. For those people who haven't seen them, the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, has now deposited hundreds, thousands of bicycles, which you can now rent. And so it's given me a cyclist's view slightly. But, I mean, I wouldn't go on the left hand of a lorry when it's turning left. I mean, that seems to be obvious, doesn't
no,
it?
No, but there are people who are not so bright in the world, unfortunately.
Well, but also, if anyone's been affected in that way, it can happen without you making any mistake at all. We know that.
Sure.
Keith Wilson in Reading says, how do these people expect deliveries to be made? One thing you can be sure of is that clothes, food, electronics, medicine have at least once been in a lorry. The people leading this action obviously do not remember Callaghan's winter of discontent when most of the shops were empty after the lorries stopped. You don't have to respond to that.
No, well, I'm not going to respond to that specific point, but I would like to point out that there are cities where lorries have been banned. Dublin, for instance, has banned heavy goods vehicles with five axles, and they've seen a dramatic decrease from 10,000 trips a day to about 200 trips a day into the city centre, and they're coping absolutely fine. Of course, there's the obvious economic crisis, but that's a different issue.
Thank you very much, Dr. Andre Morgan from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, who's behind this study, suggesting that trucks should be banned from city centres, and is, of course, a cyclist as well.
In the early 1800s, a desire for change stirred in the hearts of a few remarkable Victorians.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the do-gooders.
They craved justice, truth and charity.
These individuals wrestled in their different ways with the big question, what can I do?
Ian Hislop champions the Victorians who helped shape modern Britain.
These are the ones who looked around them and didn't just say, this is terrible, this is sad, but this is wrong, and we must try and change it.
Ian Hislop's Age of the Do-Gooders, this Monday night at 9 on BBC Two.
Busy show today, time for one more record. It is Daniel Merriweather and Change.